When you think of the most romantic Hollywood moments of all time, mm-hmm. there's Jack and Rose kissing on the bow of the Titanic.
Mm, oh, yeah. Sure.
Noah and Allie's passionate kiss in the rain from The Notebook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And of course, our listener Nate and his date Meg swapping saliva in front of the Street Fighter video game.
Hey. Oh.
That's the sound of their tongues punching each other in the mouth.
Who's winning?
I watched that movie.
That's what my 12-year-old dreams were made of, anyway.
But one of our listeners, Nate, had a nice dinner date with a girl named Meg, followed by a little arcade action. But afterwards, she's been blowing him off, and he wants to know why. So, Nate, how you feeling before we call her?
I'm feeling really good, honestly. I mean, I hate to say this, but I'm thinking she could be the one.
Whoa!
Is this because you met at a wedding?
That was a lot.
That's pretty quick.
We just didn't get that sense from the, you know, talking to you a second ago.
No, I really love...
Her?
Whoa, you just said it again.
I mean, I love being with her.
Oh wow.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
So now I'm starting to think the reason she's not calling you is maybe you came on too strong.
Yeah.
Look, I never say anything like that in front of her. I'm just feeling really positive.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, there's a lot riding on this now, so don't screw it up. It
makes me want to make out in front of a Street Fighter machine, though, if I'm going to get those types of feelings.
That's what I'm worried. I need to bring a machine around with me.
Okay.
No, don't do that. That doesn't make sense.
No. Yeah, not at all.
It's getting worse.
I think we all need to stop talking and just call up Meg and figure out what's going on. You ready, man?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to dial her number right now.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Meg.
This is Maggie. Who's calling?
Maggie? Oh, is Meg? Was he saying Meg?
Do you go by Meg ever?
My friends call me Meg, but I don't know who you are.
Oh, awkward. That makes sense.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Magatha.
Yeah.
Well, can we call you that?
I mean, hopefully we can be friends after we're done with this, but we're calling on behalf of one of our listeners who went out on a date with you recently.
Okay, again, still awkward. I'm not really sure, like...
Yeah, it's awkward.
That's pretty par for the course with these. We're doing something called the second date update. It's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show for help, and we'll reach out to them for you to help you figure out the reason why. And so, the listener that we're calling for, his name is Nate.
Oh, yeah. I know Nate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like Nate? Maybe I should just say, how do you feel about Nate?
I mean, Nate's a funny guy.
That's good. Funny guys are likable.
Yeah. We did speak with Nate a little bit earlier, and he told us all about how you guys met. He told us about your dinner date and going to the arcade together. And he said there was even a kiss that you guys had at the end of the night. So from our end, it all sounded pretty good. He's a little bit confused why afterwards you're not calling him back, though.
I mean, he's a nice guy and all, and, like, we did have a pretty fun date. I just wasn't sure. I'm not sure, like, how... to proceed. I'm not really sure if I want to pursue it. So that's why I've just kind of been like radio silent. I just don't want to give the wrong impression or the wrong idea to him.
Can I ask, because he did mention that you told him that the bride of the wedding said that he was trouble. Is that what you're referring to? I mean, is it just because of something she told you?
I don't want to embarrass him because like I said, he's a nice guy. He's a funny dude.
Well, he probably wants to know, like, if somebody was saying stuff behind your back, you know, warning people about you, you'd want to know what they were saying.
And to defend a little bit, a lot of time rumors are exactly that. It could be not even true.
Yeah, totally.
This isn't a rumor. This was, like, 100% true. I saw it with my own eyes.
Oh, facts.
You saw it?
So she warned you.
What happened?
Did you see?
At first, when she was like, you know, you got to be cautious. I'm like, oh, my God, is he a criminal? Does he have a record?
Yeah.
But it wasn't that. It may be worse, depending just how you look at it.
Really?
Worse.
But she told me that he loves to dance, but he is terrible. Like, he's a terrible dancer, but just doesn't, like, he's so oblivious about how bad he is.
Aww. I don't think there could be, like, dude, if people love to dance, like, just let him dance. Who cares if he looks like an idiot
out
there?
But do you want to date that person?
Yeah, do you want to be next to them?
But you know what? That person is so fun at a party. Like, everybody loves that person, no matter how terrible they are.
Let me guess, Brooke is that person.
I'm not saying.
Everyone loves them. Yeah. I promise.
So you saw, but you saw him dance at the wedding before you said yes to a date.
But the difference is Brooke knows that she's like a mediocre dancer. The bride says that he's oblivious to it.
But you said yes after you saw him dance at the wedding.
I didn't really see him dancing that much at the wedding because there's a lot going on. You know, a lot of people are dancing.
True.
Yeah.
So wait, when did you see him dance then?
So we went, obviously, you know, we went to an arcade bar and of course they had Dance Revolution.
DDR!
Oh, here we go. This is a whole new realm of dancing. Yeah. This is next level.
Yeah. But nobody looks good when they do DDR.
No.
Yeah. They look like idiots.
Even
I mean, it's just like step.
Oh my God. Like when he saw it, he was like a little kid in a candy store. He's like, oh my God. We have to play. So for the next like 20, 30 minutes, he is just like going to town.
Oh no. Was he so sweaty? He was like, sweaty DDR.
He's holding onto the bar.
Yeah. It was just so bad. Like, he just kept getting these really low scores, and he's like, I don't understand what's happening.
He's not even doing well.
So wait, you just sat there and watched him do this for 20 to 30 minutes?
Machine's like, low score.
I felt like so, like, people are looking. I felt awkward. How do you tell someone, like, maybe we should stop? Like, at one point, I went to the bar to replenish my drink. And he's like, oh, no, like, you go. You get yourself another drink. He's like, I don't want to lose my game.
I don't want to lose.
But he was already losing.
Wow. There's like a bunch of kids in line, like, excuse me, sir.
I can do better than that.
Yeah,
sir.
I'll defend a bad dancer forever. But that, I mean, it's almost like borderline rude.
Yeah,
like, he's ignoring you for 30 minutes.
I don't think he probably didn't even realize that he was doing that. But I think maybe we could find out by asking him. Because, Meg, I need to tell you, Maggie. Uh-huh. I know we're not friends yet. Maggie, I need to let you know.
Well, now I feel like we are.
Well, Nate's been on the other line listening, and he wants to talk to you.
Oh. Oh, God.
Yeah, I am on the other line. Oh. And I will say that you were getting some terrible scores yourself.
Oh, wow.
That's what you start with.
Why are you being defensive, dude?
You don't need to come in like that.
Because we ragged on his DDR skills. The claws are going to come out.
I was like, that's it.
I mean, God. I don't even take it that seriously. Like, I wasn't upset about getting low scores. Like,
you're right.
You were devastated that you were getting low scores on Dance Dance Revolution. Like, there's a big difference.
I don't know. I mean, you're acting like you should be on Dancing with the Stars or something. And that's not the case.
I'm not. I don't think I should be on Dancing with the Stars. I'm not
saying
I'm a great dancer.
Oh my God. I don't even think that matters. I think what matters is you were more concentrated on this game for a half an hour than your date. You sent her to the bar by yourself to get her own drink.
I don't think it did. Let's set the record straight. I am a great dancer.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Your score on the game would beg to differ. But
that game was a pile of s***.
Okay.
Then why are you sitting there playing it for half an hour?
One of the senses is broken. Okay.
Okay.
I think we're learning a lot more about you.
I'm going to tell you something. It definitely wasn't broken because the person who like went right before him, before this whole thing started, got a really high score.
Oh.
It's because he works there. Okay. He's on there all the time. He knows the sensor's not working right. He knows how to use it.
Okay.
I think we're missing the point of this call. I thought you wanted to go out with her again. Remember how much you like her?
You really like her.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I she doesn't seem to like my dancing. I mean, now what?
It's not even just about the dancing anymore. It's just about the delusion right now that I'm listening to.
Okay, but
delusion. I'm a great dancer. There's nothing delusional about that.
So to be clear, if he had scored higher on the Dance Revolution game, then you would be interested.
I don't think any score would really impress me. I mean, the fact of the matter is, I was pretty much ignored for such a good amount of time. I just really don't understand, like, how you could ignore your date to just try to get the highest score possible and not realize, like, when you're constantly failing. Like,
you know how angry I am right now? I'm going to send videos of me dancing so you can see how good of a dancer I am.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to block your number now.
Stop, you guys.
I want to see them.
Listen, and don't take so much offense. You know, dancing's like art. It's in the eye of the beholder.
Thank you.
Look, man, if I was you, I would not listen to Brooke. She's a really, really bad dancer.
I
would just stop the dancing altogether and focus on the relationship.
Oh.
If you guys have a connection, that's what we need to be focusing on.
there is no relationship. There's no connection. There's nothing like, I'm done. I just.
Well, hold on. But before you're done, I do need to ask you if you would like to go out on another date with Nate.
No.
We'll pay for it. No dancing. Timed. There won't be any dancing. No.
I don't think anything can stop Nate from
You can't dancing. Guarantee that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who knows? He could take me to a restaurant, and next thing I know, there's a dance floor opening up.
Oh, no.
You would be so lucky if a dance floor opened up in the middle of a restaurant and we were there.
Oh, it would be a sign
of God.
I
need to see you dance.
Yeah, Nate, you will find your dancing partner. I just don't think it's Maggie.
I have to say, you guys really blew it for me.
Oh,
you know?
What?
Wait, no, hold on.
I'm the one that was fighting for you, dude.
Yeah.
We're the professionals.
Yeah, we're the professionals at blowing it.
Yeah. No!
That's why maybe we should rename this segment Blowing It with Brooke and Jeffrey.
Hey, I like that.
It will get a lot of Google clicks.
Okay, good. Yeah. So text in to 78592. If you have a promising love interest, call us and we'll find a way to blow it for you.